Well, we are thrilled that Dr. Pamela Baldwin has signed a contract and has agreed to join us on July 1st. She has a very impressive background and track record of working with diverse student populations and being very successful in raising student achievement. So we think she's a perfect match for our district.
Are we making history here?
I think to a certain extent we are. I think what will really make history is once she has been here and has had a positive impact on our district.
It's my understanding that there have been very few Black women who have led public school systems in the state of North Carolina.
And that is true. That is my understanding also. For me personally, I wanted to get the right person. And the fact that she is an African-American female wasn't really a factor for me personally. So I really wanted somebody with the right experience, with the right focus on student achievement, and with the right skill set that could take what is a great school system and just make it that much better. And I really feel like that is who Dr. Baldwin is.
There were so many applicants, when you think about it, over 100 applicants to lead the Asheville school system. What makes this job so attractive?
Well, I think there's several factors there. One is it's Asheville. Asheville is a place has a great quality of life. It has a great reputation. So a lot of people are interested in moving here. So that's a big plus. Again, Asheville City Schools is a great school district. We have a great reputation. So I think that is attractive to a lot of people. We are a well-funded district thanks to the support from our county commissioners and from our stakeholders. So our local funding is very strong. And so I think all of those factors were some of the key factors that drove that high interest. Our enrollment has been growing over the last 5 years, which is a great trend for us. And we definitely want that to continue. So we're at about 4,300.
So in a sense, is she coming in at a time when the system is fairly healthy, but there are lots of changes on the horizon?
Yeah, definitely the system is healthy, but we can always improve. And, we have large achievement gaps that need to be addressed. We want to continue to push those students and challenge those students who are successful in our district. We want to support our teachers. Public education is under a lot of pressure and a lot of scrutiny. And our teachers feel a lot of that pressure, and we want to give them the support and the resources that they need to be successful. They're such a key ingredient to making our students successful. So there's lots of opportunity to improve what is already a great district.